Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Camtek's third quarter 2016 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact Camtek's Investor Relations team at GK Investor Relations or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.camtek.co.il. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Ehud Helft of GK Investor Relations.
Thank you, operator, and good day to all of you. I would like to welcome all of you to Camtek's third quarter 2016 results conference call, and I would like to thank Camtek's management for hosting this call. With us on the line today are Mr. Rafi Amit, Camtek's Chairman and CEO, and Mr. Moshe Eisenberg, Camtek's CFO. Rafi will provide an overview of Camtek's strategy going forward, and then Moshe will review the financial results. Before we begin, I'd like to remind our listeners that certain information provided on this call are internal company estimates unless otherwise specified. This call also may contain forward-looking statements. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Statements on this call are made as of today, and the company undertakes no obligation to update any of the forward-looking statements contained, whether as a result of new information, future events, changes in expectations, or otherwise. Investors are reminded that actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for services and products, the timely development of new services and products, and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry, and price reduction, as well as due to other risks identified in the company's filing with the SEC. Please note that the safe harbor statement in today's press release also covers the content of this conference call. In addition, during this call, certain non-GAAP financial measures will be discussed. These are used by management to make strategic decisions, forecast future results, and evaluate the company's current performance. Management believes that the presentation of non-GAAP financial measures is useful to investor understanding and assessment of the company's ongoing core operations and prospects for the future. A full reconciliation of non-GAAP to GAAP financial measures is included in today's earnings release. I would now like to hand over the call to Rafi Amit, Camtek's Chairman and CEO. Rafi, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Ehud. Hello to everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We are very pleased with the result of the quarter, reporting one of the highest revenues level in our history, with very solid profitability, and as the guidance that we issued today indicates, we expect this trend to continue into the fourth quarter. Our revenues reached $28.5 million, up 8% over Q3 of last year and 4% sequentially. We are also very pleased with our solid operating income, which came in at $2.7 million on a non-GAAP basis, which was almost at 10% of the revenues, the highest quarterly profitability in 2 years. Excluding the litigation payment, we generated a positive $3 million in operating cash flow. Our results are built on our solid performance, particularly from the semiconductor side of our business. Semiconductor sales in Q3 grew by 12% over those of third quarter last year and 6% over previous quarter, with a record number of systems shipped during this quarter. Our strong growth continues, and it is correlated directly to the market segment we serve: advanced packaging, MEMS, and CMOS image sensor. We remain in a leading position in providing 3D metrology solutions for the advanced packaging market and started gaining market share in 2D inspection. During the third quarter, we introduced our new model dedicated for the 2D market. This model is designed for speed and accuracy and is powered by an innovative detection engine. New high-end optic channel, special LED illumination, and the cutting-edge processing power unit. About 40% of systems shipped this quarter will be used in the advanced packaging market. As this market segment remains strong, we continue our penetration into the advanced packaging 2D inspection with new customer for fan-out application, adopting our unique inspection capabilities. As we said last quarter, we are leveraging our extensive PCB experience by using our proprietary CAD data reference in fan-out applications. The MEMS segment was very strong this quarter. This is in line with market trends, showing sensor as one of the largest growth segments through 2016. To summarize, advanced packaging remains our strongest market segment and expected to be our growth engine in the future. As we said earlier in this year, our semiconductor business will grow in a double-digit growth rate this year over last year. In the PCB market, the AOI business remained steady and solid. As a result of continuous trends for uncompromised demands for high quality in certain markets, such as automotive, we recently started selling our new AVI product line for outgoing quality control, and we believe that it has potential for $2-3 million per year. Regarding our digital printing activity, I would like to remind you that in August, we announced a reorganization of this activity. We have moved the inkjet technology back into a startup mode and have recalled and ceased supporting the four system we had at customer site. We are in the process of developing a new system, taking into account the experience we gain from the market. We expect that this phase will take about a year and a half, and that we will be ready during 2018. This step will significantly reduce the related operating expenses going forward from $5.5 million OpEx annual run rate to about $2.5 million. As several employees join the semiconductor division to support our strong growth, approximately $2 million annual saving will be reflected in Q4 and throughout 2017, resulting in an ongoing positive effect on our profitability. With that, I would like to hand over to Moshe for a more detailed discussion of the financial results of the quarter. Moshe?
Thanks, Rafi. As Rafi mentioned, we are very happy with our high revenues and profits this quarter. Third quarter revenues came at $28.5 million. Revenues were 8% above those of the third quarter of last year and 4% above those of the prior quarter. Revenues from the sales and services to the semiconductor industry in the third quarter were $21 million, representing 74% of our total revenues. Third quarter revenues from sales and services to the PCB market were $7.5 million, representing 26% of our total revenues in the quarter. The geographic revenue split for the quarter was as follows: China was the strongest region during the quarter, representing approximately 29% of overall revenues. Taiwan was 19%, Korea was 9%, rest of Asia, 23%, European sales were 11%, and U.S. sales were 9%. I will summarize the results on a non-GAAP basis, and you can see the reconciliation between the GAAP and non-GAAP results in the tables at the end of the press release issued earlier today. Before moving on, let me discuss the one-time effects of the restructuring of our fleet activities, which have been excluded from the GAAP results. As part of the reorganization, we wrote off $5.6 million of inventory and fixed assets. In addition, we recorded $300,000 of one-time expenses. At the same time, we recognized income of $5 million from a reversal of liability in the chief scientist's office in Israel. The net impact of these effects on the operating line totaled $900,000 expenses. Gross profit for the quarter was $12.4 million, representing a gross margin of  43.6%. This is compared with a gross profit of $11.8 million, representing a margin of 44.9% in the third quarter of last year. The variance in the gross margin is generally a function of the product mix sold in the quarter, which is expected to improve in the fourth quarter. Operating expenses in the quarter were $9.8 million. This is compared with $9.9 million in the third quarter of last year and $10.9 million in the last quarter. Operating profit in the quarter was $2.7 million, an increase of 41% over the $1.9 million reported in the third quarter of last year. Operating margin was 9.3% versus 7.1% in the third quarter of last year. Net income increased by almost 100% over last year. For the third quarter of 2016, net income was $2.1 million or 6 cents per diluted share. This is compared to a net income of $1.2 million or 3 cents per share in the third quarter of last year. Cash equivalents, short and long-term restricted deposits as of September 30, 2016 were $19.7 million compared to $31.8 million as of June 30, 2016. The lower level of cash reflects the payments we made to Rudolph of $14.6 million during the third quarter. Excluding the payment to Rudolph, the company reported a positive operating cash flow of $3 million during the quarter. For the fourth quarter of 2016, we expect revenue of between 28.5 to 29.5, representing 10% year-over-year growth at the guidance midpoint. This implies full year 2016 revenues of around $109 million, which represents an all-time record year for Camtek. We will now open the call for questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Edwin Mok of Needham & Company. Please go ahead.
Great. Thanks for taking my question. First question on the semiconductor side of the business. Looks like you're doing quite well. Just curious, how do you think about your customer investment plan in advanced packaging now? Obviously this year looks like it's really strong. Do you think that can continue in the fourth quarter and into 2017?
Yes, it looks like. Right now we see demand from all our customers, all of our segments.
Okay, that's okay, that's helpful. And then I have a question on the 2D inspection. You mentioned that you're kind of making progress there with some share gain. Any kind of significant wins you can share with us, or what allows your 2D inspection product to gain share?
Look, as you mentioned, advanced packaging, actually we see like 2D and 3D applications. Camtek in the past focus on the 3D metrology, and we became the standard and the leader on this segment. And we believe that right now we are ready for taking more market share in 2D application. I believe that during Q4 we already will finish most of the some application. We already penetrated to few OSAT, important OSAT with the 2D, and we believe that we can continue doing it during 2017.
Okay, great. That's helpful color. Question on the growth, and I think previously you guys talk about potentially finding strategic investor or even potentially selling the business. Any kind of update in that process? I think last time we talked, you were kind of suggesting that you got going through a process or talking to various investors. Just want to get an update there.
Okay. Regarding the Griffon, we did a lot of, I would say, during the last few months, we made a few changes. Number one, we took this project back to startup mode, and we split it out of the PCB division. So the PCB division right now focused on selling AOI, NVI system, and they're doing very well. And the Griffon right now, we are, as I mentioned, in startup mode. I would say that at this point, I'm not sure if it makes sense for us to try or if we can succeed finding somebody to invest. I believe that we have to do a little bit more steps in developing before we are be more attractive and ready for investment in this field. So right now we working on building the next generation system, the new system, improving the ink, and probably within a few months I would say we would be in better position to look for investor, spin-off, or any other activity like that.
Okay. Last question I have for you, Mohsin. What happened to the gross margin last quarter? Saw it down a bit this last quarter. And I think when you prepare more, you expect it to recover. How do you kind of think about gross margin in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, this is a quarterly trend. You know, it's directly related to product mix sold in the third quarter. With relatively low margins, we expect to go back to higher gross margin in the fourth quarter. Just to remind you, Q2 was had a very high gross margin. So just a typical product mix this quarter, nothing special.
Anything you can kind of point out to us?
One last comment. Sorry for interrupting you. We don't see that as a trend. This is just happened to be this quarter, but we don't see any trend or pressure on prices in the marketplace.
Okay. Any way you can kind of point out what type of product? Are you selling more 2D inspection, or is it greater share of servers or greater share of... I don't see the PCB share change that much, so any kind of color you can provide there?
No, this is not something in particular in one segment versus the other. It just happened to be this product mix, but it's not in one segment or in one customer like we had, you know, for example, in the first quarter of this year that we had a lower gross margin due to a specific strategic account. So this is not the case this time. The gross margin is not that low. It's definitely on the low end of the range. And again, we expect it to come back to around 45, 46% next quarter.
Okay, great. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. Bye.
The next question is from Craig Ellis of B. Riley. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey guys, this is Peter calling in for Craig Ellis. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, we hear you.
Yes. Okay, just on the two DD systems, kind of quantitatively, you guys provided a target of 20% of sales for 2017. If you kind of just provide some color, where you guys at and how are you tracking to that target?
Yeah, we still believe that we can make it. I mean, we're just the beginning now, and we feel very comfortable with this.
Okay. And then on the kind of looking ahead into 2017, this year you provided double-digit semi-growth. Is this kind of the similar growth rate you're seeing in 2017, just to frame it? And what are the plus and gives for that?
No, I believe that we talk about double digits, we talk about like 10-15% from year to year, and based on what we see from customer, application, environment in the industry, we believe that we're going to continue with this rate during 2017.
Thank you. And then on the advanced packaging, is this mainly kind of flip chip driving, you know, these growth for the third and fourth quarter? And then also, are you going to be seeing any capacity constraints?
I would say we can see it all over. You know, the automotive industry is growing, some MEMS application, CMOS, advanced packaging, more 3D demand, memory. It's all over. We can't say that there are one segment that the growth rate is much bigger than the other. We can see it actually in all segments, this demand.
That's all I have. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel a request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. The next question is from David Cranberg of Globus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Good to see the operating income trending in the right direction, 9.3% on a non-GAAP basis. Can you just repeat again how much lower OPEX is going to be going forward because of the Griffon steps that are being taken, and how should we look at operating margins going forward?
Yeah. Hi, David. We should be seeing additional $2 million annually. Most of it will be on the OPEX level, some in the COGS level, but most of it in the OPEX. So you can assume that these $2 million will flow all the way to the operating income line and will contribute to the improved profitability.
So you would expect to see improving operating margins, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Amit to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that the replay of this call will be available on Camtek's website, www.camtek.co.il, beginning tomorrow. Mr. Amit, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Okay, I would like to thank you for your continued interest in our business. I look forward to speaking with you again next quarter. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes the Camtek third quarter 2016 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.